Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America.
Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am. Those of you on the line, we will fire you up next, okay? We have Henry and Joe and Vicky, and I believe more callers online, but we do have a line available for you. As you can get the drift, we're talking about the New World Order tonight, and let's go back to the phone right now with Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello. Okay. Hi.
Hi, Henry.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, not much tonight. The only thing I would say is this. I heard earlier, you know, this afternoon, gold was climbing up to like 840 something, and they hammered that down again.
But didn't you hear the good news, Henry?
Oh, yeah. What's the good news?
The stock market rallied.
Oh, yes. That's right.
Did you hear it?
The stock market did great today, didn't it?
400 points. My goodness. It's only down by 10,000 points, but after all, we gained 300. Doing pretty good. Of course, oil came down a few dollars, but gas is up for the last few weeks, and we've seen an increase here in about a month and a half of gas, in about 40 cents. I've seen it go up 40 cents.
Oh yeah,
a month
tell me half. Now. Tell me that now. That this I'd be fascinated with. You're in Providence, right, or outside
of
Providence?
Yes.
Oh, you're right in the heart of the city. Okay.
Yeah. More or less.
Yes, and I know exactly where Providence is.
Unfortunately, yes.
Very frisky place. I may go there one of these days.
We'll have you come over and have a drink.
I can drive over. You're not that far away. What is the gas there? I'm just curious.
Well, it's right now, it's at most stations for the lowest of low test, it's $3.059 as of today. $3.06 a gallon. That's the low.
All right. Well, the lowest thing we got here, although we have zoning in Connecticut, though. See, where I am, if you go to East Haven, you may get 20 cents cheaper than if you were around Stratford or Bridgeport.
Oh, sure.
Or other parts. Because there's a different zoning thing here. Mm-hmm. They don't have that. Massachusetts is about 20 or 30% cheaper than Connecticut. Now, what I have over here with a Shell station is 324 or 328.
Mm-hmm.
But either one of us, either your state or mine, I could tell you for a fact, New York is probably 360 something.
Sure.
I'm sure. I mean,
well,
everything
we know they're already telling us get ready for $3.50, $4, $5,
Yeah.
And they're paving the way and psychologically conditioning the American public.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work.
I don't hear anybody saying anything about it. I mean, they just bemoan
it. I
hear people just saying, "Oh, isn't it awful? Hey, let's go have some fun. Hey, who's playing football this week?" You know, and that's
That's
the extent.
I get a lot of people bitching to me about it.
Well, you hang in different circles. You know, you're in intelligent circles, I guess.
Oh, really? Yeah. You know, I don't.
Well, I'm
know.
In Rhode Island. That's.
Oh, we're staying in Rhode Island. Oh,
yeah.
I'm just saying in general. I hear people on radio and different college radio stations. I don't know. I wonder. I think they try to force the American people to accept everything, including the immigration, the diversity, all the other things they want to transform this country.
It all goes
into
back to the corrupt major media once again.
Yeah, well, not just the media. The people that are running the politicians themselves.
Well, the same people run the media, run the politicians.
Yeah, that's
the banksters.
Yeah,
the banksters and the CFR people.
That's very true.
As I've just shown you with the history report from Dan Smoot.
Yeah, that's very true, except for one thing. I heard on your very show that there were some of those congressmen and senators, I couldn't believe this. It shows how sick and stupid they are, but they were really surprised of all the nasty calls they got and how the American people didn't want the amnesty.
Absolutely.
And
shows what you can do, Henry, and I can do, and all of us together.
Yeah.
We don't want to make life simple or easy for them.
No, but the fact that they were surprised, I mean, why wouldn't they want all that filth in their country? I mean, you know what I'm saying? They were really hurt. Like so obviously it's not just money and they're being taken. I don't believe it's that case. Some of them, but I don't believe that's all. I think they really really believe
in
the cause.
They're representing the illegal vote,
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go.
All right, thank you, Henry, for your call.
Bye.
All right, we'll take more calls. Joe in Texas, you'll be next. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, and I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
Hi,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back now, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to continue our volley of phone calls on the program tonight. Joe in Texas, welcome back, Joe.
Hey, Rick, how you been, brother?
I'm fine. How have you been?
Oh, I've been good, brother.
Thinking of you. I've been thinking about you and praying for you.
Yeah, I've been good, brother. Just down there on the weekends and just been kind of staying till Monday and stuff. And
how are things at Eagle Pass tonight or
well,
last
think,
time you went?
Well, you know, I'm sure that you know what's going on in Laredo, right?
Well, you can bring me up to date in case I may have missed something.
Where okay,
is
well,
Laredo?
Did you happen to hear about the interview that the sheriff down there had with one of our, and you'll have to forgive me, man, as far as names, Rick, but one of our representatives or senators that he confronted about getting, you know, getting some weapons down there to help him with the drug cartel and thing that's been going on. And it turns out that this it's a senator or representative here in Texas, and he had a conversation with the sheriff down there, and the sheriff said that he was looking for the funds to do more on the border. And,
no, I wasn't aware of that latest conversation.
Yeah, this was just this was here about a week ago. But the senator told him basically what you know, basically what our congressmen say every day, which is a bunch of lies. But He was asking for funds because of the problem down there with the cartel. And what a lot of American people don't realize is that the Mexican army has started coming in through Laredo, and they've come into our state, Rick. They've come into our state helping cartel. Now they're teaming up with coyotes, which are people who transport illegal aliens. But the conversation went with him, and basically the congressman or representative senator told the sheriff that, you know, they're increasing the Border Patrol, and the Border Patrol has told this sheriff that a lot of the situation, things are out of their hands. And I think a lot of that is due to Ramos, Compton, and, it turns out this senator is, or this Congress representative here in Texas, I'm not knocking him because he's Hispanic, Rick, but basically he's got a brother who wants the sheriff's office in Laredo. And that's why he's not helping the sheriff down there. Mm-hmm. And I find that very suspicious.
Yes.
And but they are coming into Texas with drugs, Rick.
And coming all over the United States.
Well, I'm talking the Mexican army.
Yeah.
That is helping this drug cartel.
Yeah.
And there's that's a simple word of invasion, I think, Rick. And our guards, our guard can't do nothing. And you know, things like that. And I know that the big Trans-Texas corridor is going through. I'm seeing a lot more trucks, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
And but you know, I'm still going out there, going to keep doing what I'm doing, man. And the other thing that concerns me is you talked earlier about the internationalism that's going on, and you know, people need to be aware. Now they're talking about the vets coming back from Iraq, and first off, they are wanting them to be treated with post-traumatic stress mm-hmm. disorder.
Yeah,
I've talked to three vets, a couple of them from Vietnam veterans, that have gotten calls from the VA asking them, and they have both, thank God and thank Jesus Christ, have refused to tell them that, you know, the first question the VA asked, and I've gotten a call, Rick, from them asking me if I have suffered from it. And first off, I asked what their office code ID was, and they failed to give it to me. And that was Veterans Administration. And
yep.
this is all tied in uh-huh. with United Nations, our Second Amendment right.
Mm, absolutely.
And
yes.
it's all tied in with that.
Yes.
And you know, and China's doing nothing but growing more and more. And it's the Wild West down there in Laredo, and it's down a ways from Eagle Pass. But you know, I'm afraid we're going to start seeing it, you know, a lot more. You know, I know it's going on in Arizona, but it's the Wild West down there in Laredo, and you know, all they're trying to do, Rick, those sheriffs down there and deputies are just trying to get the funds from our state to be able to protect it more because they're mm-hmm. undergunned, and you know, it's getting where, you know, if the guard can't do it, Rick, if the Border Patrol can't do it, if sheriffs can't do it, then we're in big, big trouble, man.
No, well, you said it. No question about
it. We're in very big trouble. And going after, and I know everybody I've talked to has said that they're backing Ron Paul. A lot of these vets are.
You know what the formula is for the destruction of America?
Oh, yeah.
It's very simple.
The Roman Empire, brother.
It's external encirclement plus internal demoralization equals progressive surrender.
Well, it goes back to what Jesus said, like you're just saying now, Rick, is destruction comes from within.
And it's
happening.
Our nation today, you know, for those who understand the biblical foray of prophecy and who the Israelites have become here in America and how America was blessed by God as indeed would be the new Israel, the new shores of the new Jerusalem, so to speak. What we have is we have a repeat of the scriptures going back to ancient times. And indeed, Jeremiah and Job and the prophets would refer to the latter days in the time of Jacob's trouble, when all of the enemies of ancient Israel were left outside and conquered, okay, until Israel started disobeying again and went back to her wicked ways. Now, America today is in that same predicament, Joe, going back to her wicked ways. And now all those enemies, the Canaanites, you know, like the Amalekites, all of them now are represented in Mexico. And many of these people in Mexico are actually, I believe, in the lineage of those particular Canaanites and Amalekites and other kites, so to speak, were the permanent enemies of ancient Israel, now taking over and coming in to pick up the pieces. You see, God is allowing this. He is permitting it because of our sins.
Exactly. And you know, I'm a little bit concerned, too, about where now they are. I mean, because, Rick, you know as well as I do, there are some very honest, very spirit-filled, very God and Christ-loving people in church organizations. But now they're going after the churches, too. Every record, everything that they've contributed to, feeding people, they're looking all the way back.
And that's why no true church
is a government
corporation, my friend.
Right. You know as well as I do, Rick, when they start doing that the next step's martial law. And then you look at the Dow Jones. You look at the international market. Everybody's dumping the dollar. And
I see the actresses and actors and movie stars are demanding now, many of them, to be paid in euros.
Exactly.
And this is what we have said would happen. It's happening.
I think
I'm going to demand to be paid in euros now.
Right. There you go.
I'm not even paid.
Gold and silver, man. Well, you know, I know if it falls in your hands, God's going to multiply for the good, man. But that's another thing, the big strike with all the writers. In a way, I look at it kind of good, brother.
Yes.
Because I think that if people keep watching reruns, then maybe they'll want to turn on the radio and hear the truth, man, from Mr. Paul Revere, man.
That's right. Maybe.
You know, maybe
they will
maybe
get a little bored.
They'll get tired of the reruns and want to listen to the truth for a change, brother. But,
well,
hey, it's good talking to you.
Amen.
Man.
Thank you, Joe.
I'm still
bless
kicking,
you.
Brother.
Bless
keep,
your heart.
Keep the faith,
okay.
Brother.
I will. Well, that's true. And one more thing I wanted to mention, you know, Joe, talking about the situation in Texas. And over the weekend, I showed the movie The Last Command. I don't know if any of you are familiar with it, but it's the story of the Alamo. You know, Jim Bowie and Davy Crockett and the heroes there. And, of course, it starred Sterling Hayden and Ernest Borgnine. And it was an old Republic picture, but in color. And it really made me at the end, you know, because I don't like war movies. I generally don't. But this movie is what America and American war basically is all about. And that is fighting in this hemisphere, in this continent, for our nation. Not overseas, not across oceans, but right here. And it did bring a tear or two to my eyes by the ending of the film. The women who were allowed to live and come back, wasn't that nice of Santa Anna? Huh? Well, in any event, they sacrificed. And when you think about it, something like 139 men outnumbered 20-1 or more than that. Just incredible what they did, though. The fact that they held that fort as long as they did, and they weakened the Mexican armies, and it really helped to pave the way for the salvation of Texas in that sense. So, anyway, I just thought I'd mention that to you. And when we come back, we will take other callers, Vicki and whoever else is on the line at 800-313-9443 will be on the program. Lots more to talk about, and of course, I mentioned at the start of the previous hour some of the guests and topics we'll be dealing with. Also got a call back from John Hagee's Cornerstone Church, so we've been playing phone tag, but it looks like we may be able to book him or one of his underlings to come on the program to discuss Christian Zionism and the state of Israel. And he who blesses Israel will bless John Hagee's coffers. All right, we'll be back. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network. with your prayers and your donations. RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Back now, and In the next few minutes or so, the next half hour, I'll tell you how you can maybe get a single copy of the book Wrongly Blamed by Dr. Kasem Khalil, and we will do that then. And also want to mention that we are planning for Thursday night to have Ron Paul's campaign, one of his campaigners, I think it's his son, actually Rand Paul, who will be with us on the program sometime in the beginning of the show. That's what we're hoping for, and we'll be planning to do that. And then Friday night, we are going to have someone who, of course, we've talked about many times on the program. He's one fellow that, of course, has been known to be a whistleblower from the Clinton years of Mena, Arkansas, and we'll be talking with him as well. I think you know who I'm referring to, ladies and gentlemen, Larry Nichols, LarryNichols.com. And, of course, he also does his radio gig as well. Well, he's up there now in his years a little bit. He's been sick. He's been, of course, under, attack, and he's protecting himself. The Lord's looking after him. He'll be with us Friday night. Monday night we'll have a debate on various subjects relating to Israel. And, of course, Bob Chapman also will return next Wednesday night. In between, we're trying to schedule some more interesting guests. But right now, let's go to the phones again and talk to Vicki in Idaho. Hello, Vicki.
Hi, Rick. I have three things to tell you. When Clinton was in office, Secretary of Defense William Perry, he's the guy that sold U.S. military equipment to the Mexicans. And after he left office, he's now chairman of the board of a company called Global Technology Partners, and that's an exclusive affiliate of Rothschild's North America.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And on that legislation, you know, where they're passing special rights for these different groups.
Yeah,
basically what they're doing is they're flipping the Constitution on its head, because the Constitution says all men are created equal, meaning equal under the law. Obviously not equal in attributes, because nobody can control that. But by defining special rights for all these groups, they're basically saying that if you don't belong to one of these special groups, you don't have any rights. And what happened to a friend of mine, he's a programmer, computer programmer. He applied for a job that he knew he was qualified for. He had a friend on the inside. And this the company would never consider his resume. So he filed an EEOC complaint. And the ruling from the EEOC was, oh, they were hiring H-1Bs. I didn't tell you that. But the ruling from the EEOC was that being an American is not, since you're not a member of a special class, and being an American is not a special class, he had no rights. So
the great dispossessed majority,
Okay, and the last thing is that on my website, I just got, I posted something that I got that I think is really excellent. It's a paper that was written by Detective Philip Wartz of the San Diego Police Department on community-oriented policing. But the title of it is called Communist-Oriented Policing. And he shows how communist strategies have been revived, redefined, and they're now being used in our country against us. And it's really a well-written paper. And so,
now, what is your website, Vicki?
Okay, it's www.channelingreality.com.
Right.
And it's right on my front page, and it's called Communist-Oriented Policing. And it's a PDF, and I highly recommend it to anybody that wants to understand what communism, how to recognize it.
Yes, you're right. Absolutely right. But remember, George Bush Sr. said communism is dead.
Yeah, it's not. It's it's alive and well and thriving in the United States.
That's where it is. Yes, right here. he didn't say where it was dead and where it was alive.
Yeah.
But he knew, didn't he? Huh?
Yes, he did.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you, Vicki, for mentioning that and your website as well.
Okay, thank you, Rick.
Channelingreality.com, huh?
Yep.
Thank
that's
you.
It.
All right. Good Thanks. Night, now. Well, that's interesting. You know, I mentioned earlier the Council on Foreign Relations and its history, as Professor Dan Smoot had exposed for years. Well, he also mentioned something I've mentioned many times, and that is that in 1953, in the final report on tax-exempt foundations, which the late Congressman Reese made for his ill-fated special committee report, published in 1954 by the government printing office, Mr. Reese made one brief but significant reference to the Council on Foreign Relations. And he was talking about the plan that would involve the merger of the West, if you will, that is the, quote, developed world, the industrial world, the West, with the slave world. And whether it was communism then or underdeveloped nations, they've changed the terminology, always changed it in the decades, but the reality was they were pushing for a one-world system, and it was essentially convergence. Convergence. In order to bring us down, they have to do what they're doing. But they have to bring us down in order to bring Mexico and other nations up so we can be merged. Isn't that very convenient of them? Be right back. I'm Rick Adams. More calls just ahead on the program.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And here we are back again, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to continue with our program. I was mentioning the Reese Committee report earlier, and they were investigating tax-exempt foundations, and they came up with the conclusion, of course, that based on the testimony of one from the Ford Foundation, that the whole purpose of these foundations, tax-exempt foundations, was to so alter life in America so as to make possible a merger with the United States and the rest of the world, socialist and non-socialist, communist and capitalist, free and slave, so that they might be united under a one-world system. Now, this man actually made the statement from the Ford Foundation before that subcommittee of the committee to investigate tax-exempt foundations. When he was asked would he repeat that before the full committee in the Congress, he said he would not. But it did go into the congressional record. That was the investigation on tax-exempt foundations made by Congressman Reese. Now, also Congressman Cox of Georgia in 51 started investigating these committees as well. And it's just fascinating to go over this history so you'll get an idea of just how deeply entrenched was this whole program here. The Guggenheim Foundation was involved heavily. And, of course, there was the, there were a number of foundations and trust funds, the Carnegie Corporation, for the Rosenwald Fund, among others. So, in any event, I just thought you might want to know that. There, of course, have been attacks on Ron Paul that we were going to get to. If time permits, we'll mention them. But we'll bring them up Thursday night when we do have, Mr. Paul's son on the program as well. So I think you will find that to be very interesting. Let me go back to the phones now. 800-313-9443. Joe in Providence. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Yes,
hi, Rick.
Good evening.
I'd like to take some hot coals from off the father's altar and fan them a little bit, if
yes.
I could.
Go right ahead. It's getting a little chilly up here anyway.
Exodus chapter 14, verse 21 and 22. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go over to Isaiah 27.
Yes, go right ahead.
Fill up the time, Rick. Isaiah 27, verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
And that day, the Lord, with his sore and great and strong sword, shall punish Leviathan, these are Kenites, that piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. You know the Treaty of the Seas, Rick?
Uh-huh.
And the seas play an important role in these end times.
Yes, the lost treaty, yes. Let's hope it gets lost.
Well, just be in the Father's arms, and he'll bring us through on dry ground.
That's
Isaiah
it.
Isaiah 63, 11 to 13. Then he remembered the days of old, Moses, and his people, saying, Moses means, by the way, drawn out of the water, drawn out. Where is he that brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he that put his Holy Spirit within him, that led them by the right hand of Moses with his glorious arm dividing the waters before them to make himself an everlasting name? That led them through the deep as an horse in the wilderness, that they should not stumble. And last but not least, I'm going to go to Revelation 17, 15.
Mm-hmm.
And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the horse sitteth, are the peoples. The peoples, the waters are the peoples, and the multitudes and the nations and the tongues. This is the whole world sees. It's one worldism.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just finish up with 18:21. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon. Babylon is the city of the entire world, these end times, be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And Moses, he's drawn out of the water. He was drawn out of the water and put in a basket of reeds. And those reeds are what this word is written on today. It's called papyrus. And this would be the reeds that will carry us over the waters.
Yes. Amen. Well,
thank
we
you,
need
Rick,
to
for allowing
that.
Us on.
We need to get back to him, and we need to embrace the reeds.
It's so simple, his way, Rick.
The formula is simple. It's just
simple
a matter
formula.
Of getting there.
That's
if people will humble themselves and get back to him, they could solve all of these problems. That's all they have to do.
Especially these American people, Rick. The American people actually realized that they were actually the 10 tribes of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Tribes of Israel.
Right here.
That contained all the promises in this book. All the yep. promises. All they have to do is just search a little bit in these end times because nobody's doing it.
Well,
he searched a little bit, he poured out a blessing.
That's why we have these school systems that, and now the private schools, many of them are worse than the public schools because they're not teaching the English language and its Hebrew origins. And it's interesting. They will not teach biblical history. That's why the Bible has had to be taken out of the schools because it might show people who they really are and who truly are the, quote, chosen people. See? They might learn something. They might find their identity, huh?
And then we've got the Christian schools and teachers teaching that Satan's children are God's chosen people.
Yes.
So
yes.
On all four of the hidden dynasties, they're mm-hmm. destroyed.
Yes.
They're held captive.
The blind shall lead the blind, and they shall both fall into the ditch.
So... Hopefully, he said we'll pull a few from the fire.
That's the whole point of pulling them off the altar. Yeah, thank
we'll
you,
just plant the seeds and wait for him to water.
That's all we have to do. Messengers of the truth. And he'll do the rest. Thank you, Joe. All right, good night now. Well, I'm telling you, there's quite a bit going on. There's no question with the primaries getting closer and the... fact that people have to, if they trust their voting machines, and they, many cases they can't, well, we'll see what happens in these primaries and how the tabulations are held. But there's no question that the Internet and alternative media have provided an independent, honest, above-board American candidate, the only one that I think goes all the way, and that's Ron Paul, to do what he's done is a threat to them. The Internet must be somehow circumvented, if not totally closed down and shut down. And that's why you hear the tie-in now with terrorism. You see, it's all laid out for you. My goodness. Anybody who's smart enough, and not too many people are smart these days, but if they're smart enough, it doesn't take a genius to see the pieces of the puzzle coming together. The enemy isn't over there, wherever there is. The enemy's right here. And he is us. Look in the mirror. We've allowed these criminals to be thieves and murderers, taking control and taking away our liberty. Let's go to the phones once again now, and let us speak to Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Good evening, Rick, and thank you for taking my call. I was listening to the Council of Foreign Relations members you were listing.
Yes.
Ford and Carnegie right on down.
Very big history that people don't know about because they control the media.
Absolutely. And you were mentioning in the beginning of your program, the name of the lady was Miss Collins. What was her first name?
Oh, I got to go back and check now. It was from the New York Times. Gail. It was Gail.
Gail Collins. Well,
right.
It's interesting. When you know, the New York Times, so you may already know this, their subscriptions have significantly declined, and they've been having layoffs.
Thankfully, yes.
And I can tell you, it's interesting because RBN has had this guy on there several times, and you probably know him, is Robert Galen Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a book, Who's Who of the Elite.
Yes.
And while you were speaking, I just was flipping through it, and I got it through RBN, and Stephen Wiseman is a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He's an editorial board member.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Whitney is the writer. Michael Weinstein, Council of Foreign Relations, again, mm-hmm. editorial columnist. Then you have the Thomas Gray Wicker. He's a Bilderberger. Then you have Cyrus Leo Sulzberger. again, former columnist, and you have Elaine Shadalino, who's a writer, A.M. Rosenthal, columnist. It goes on and on and on at the New York Times. It's just unbelievable.
And that's just one paper. I mean, the rest of them are just as bad. The Post,
of course,
and the Tribune.
But it'd be interesting to, we like to know who, when she writes, Ms. Collins, who this person is. We like a little disclosure on Ms. Collins.
Well, you know, it's funny because you go back, I don't know if you remember in history, but in the 50s, this Herbert Matthews was one of the prolific writers of the New York Times. You remember him?
No.
Dr. Matthews, Herbert Matthews, and he addressed the council on several occasions, and he was the man who was instrumental through his writings in the New York Times as helping Fidel Castro come to power in Cuba during the Eisenhower administration. Very interesting man, Herbert Matthews.
I need to check that out.
Yeah, he referred to Castro as the Robin Hood of the Sierra Maestras.
Yes, I remember that, but I did not, I don't.
Yeah, you'll find right from the beginning, before, you know, before the 1930s, the New York Times was, of course, pushing us into war, World War
I. That's right.
And then they had a guy, a reporter by the name of Walter Duranty, who was sent to Russia, basically sent there to close his eyes and come back with glowing reports on how wonderful communist Russia was. And that's exactly what he did. He said he couldn't find any evidence of genocide of the kulaks, any of the, you know, the genocide against all of the people, such as the Ukrainians and so forth. And he was, of course, the recipient of a Nobel Prize for making those statements. Later, of course, he was exposed as a total fraud. Total fraud, but there was the New York Times doing it over and over and over again, and they're doing it now. And they are a total and complete disgrace to the world of journalism. And yet,
of course
we still
disgrace.
Quote them, you know. But we still refer to them as a bastion, all the news that's fit to print.
Well, their subscription base is declining each day. As
well, the advertising base is what you want to hit. You want to hit the advertisers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree.
Yep.
And boycott any of their products.
Oh, absolutely. We need to boycott the heavy media and support our media. That's what we need to do.
Well, it was interesting because during the 70s, David Rockefeller, and you've spoken about him, he was putting up the trilateralist at that time.
Yes.
But old Barry Goldwater had some few words to say about David Rockefeller, and I thought you'd find this interesting. In his book, you probably have it, With No Apologies?
Yes, yes.
Well,
I
he
do.
Termed the commission, quote, David Rockefeller's newest international cabal, and said, quote, it is intended to be the vehicle for multi-international consolidation of the commercial and banking interest by seizing control of the political government of the United States, end of quote.
Mm-hmm.
None other than old Barry.
Mm-hmm. And now you know why they did to him what they did to him.
Well, and also earlier you mentioned about how they want to reduce our standard of living, and you mentioned Mexico.
Yeah, that's that foundation, the tax-exempt foundation, the Ford Foundation.
Yeah, but what we need to remind Ford and the rest of the crew is we loaned Mexico billions of dollars, and today is November 13th. They have yet to give us back or pay us back one penny of any of these loans?
Well, they can
one
give
penny?
Us the oil. They can give us the oil.
Well, you know about the private equity funds, Rick.
Yes.
You know about
yes.
Bush and his family.
Oh, sure.
It's got a substantial interest in the Carlyle Group.
Yep.
And I blame the Mexican people for not standing up and saying enough is enough. We are not going to let these foreigners come in and take our assets, our gold.
What they're doing is coming here, bringing the problems.
I know that. But the point is, it's about time that all of us stand up. And because I can tell you, there is not enough money in the world to satisfy.
Maybe
people.
We should all do this, though, Leslie. And I'm not trying to be facetious.
Sure.
I'm hearing you. Maybe we should all move to Mexico. Of course, they'll shoot us as soon as we come over the border because they have a different standard of enforcing their territorial sovereignty, don't they?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, Glenn Beck has been doing a good job. I'm glad I can't think of his name right now. He called him from Laredo. He's been doing a good job covering the Laredo story. And the
how long does Glenn have to survive in broadcasting?
Well, I thought it was interesting because his time slot is on the exact same time with Lou Dobbs. And as you know, Lou Dobbs switched his time slot starting this week, Monday. Now, Lou Dobbs' ratings have been skyrocketing. So I think Mr. Glenn Beck, I won't get into the politics of this, but he had a change of attitude starting the last several days.
Well, more
now, would
than
that have something to do with ratings?
That's very possible, yes.
It always gets down
if, if he's truly honest, then he's got to repudiate the whole Bush agenda.
Well, I can tell you, it always gets down to money, doesn't it, Rick? Right down
everything
to the
comes
line.
Down to the love of money, yes. I'm telling you, Leslie. I'm telling you, you hit the nail on the head. The world goes around based on the love of money.
Well, Rick, I just want to bring Robert Galen Ross. He's been on RBN, interviewed several times.
Yes.
And he has an excellent book, Who's Who of the Elite, and that's where I got the information
right.
out of.
Well, we got so many possibilities. We'll try to bring them on as well, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
well, we thank you for your help, Leslie, and your contribution tonight, and God bless you.
God bless you, Rick.
Thank you so much. All right, we'll be back with more in just 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, not too much time now, and I want to take this time to offer you the opportunity, as I said earlier, to buy the book Wrongly Blamed, the story. This is the first printing. I know there's a few errors in it, but very few, and most of it is absolutely, totally up-to-date and accurate. But we're going to give you a chance to get the book, half the price, the list price of $19.99. And that's $10 plus $3 media mail, shipping, and handling here in the United States. And that book, Wrongly Blamed, details the history not only of 9/11 and the attacks, but also the London bombings, the bombings of the hotel in Jordan, bombings in Saudi Arabia, and bombings that took place in Asia as well. All across the globe, in Spain, for instance, all of that is tied together through the book, talking about who really was responsible for carrying it out. 400 pages of information here for $10 and $3. Go to PayPal. Those of you that have PayPal tonight, if you want a single copy, and you can only afford that, $10 plus $3, $13 with shipping and handling. And that will be with delivery confirmation through the U.S. Postal System. Then go to PayPal.com. If you have a membership with PayPal, then certainly you're all prepared. But if you don't, you can start a PayPal account just like that. And PayPal me, Rick Adams, direct, okay, for the book, Wrongly Blamed. And that is send money to Rick, R-I-C-K, 458, at Cox.net. That's Rick, R-I-C-K, 458, at Cox.net. C-O-X, Cox.net will get you to get me the money so that I can ship out the books. Now, hopefully those of you who have in the past several weeks done that, you've received your books by now. And if you haven't, then by all means let me know, because we do have the delivery confirmation slip. So, in any event, that's what we'll be doing, is giving you that chance. We only have a few right now left of these books, so if my advice to you is to get on as soon as you can, order a single copy for yourself for $10 and $3 postage and handling by media mail. All right? PayPal.com. Well, as I said earlier, we have some interesting programs coming up, interesting guests, and we did get a call back from Cornerstone Church in Texas, Pastor John Hagee's church, and unfortunately we've been playing a little phone tag. So hopefully we will be able to establish him as a guest, and we'd like to have a debate between him and someone like Gene Smith, or even Ted Pike, for that matter, on Israel and Christian Zionism. But if not, and I'm pretty sure he won't come on, he might be able to delegate someone who will do that. So we're looking forward to that possibility as well, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Yes, indeed. Well, Paul O'Neill, former George Bush Treasury Secretary, revealed that from the first days of the Bush administration, there had been a plan to start a war in Iraq. There were memos before 9/11 and showing the planning for a post-Saddam Iraq. Huh? So much for spontaneity and 9/11. Ah, yes, indeed. We knew that one, didn't we, huh? Okay, we're out of time tonight. And again, please support republicbroadcasting.org. Jump aboard. Call in the number during the weekday at 1-800-724-2719 and contribute. Stay tuned for more great programming here on RBN. And Lord willing, tomorrow night, back again, Rick Adams at 9 o'clock Central. Good night, everyone.